How serious is the problem of sex trafficking? A new Christian movie starring Kevin Sorbo tackles this issue. It's called Cage No More. Its website is cagenomoremovie.com. One of the co-stars of the movie is named Anthony Evans, and he joins us now to talk about the issue and about the movie itself. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be with you.
Sure. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. So, Anthony, let's get into it. Why a movie about sex trafficking? Most people would probably think, well, if this is a problem, it's only in places like Thailand or something, and it's very far removed from us, right?
Yeah, exactly, and that's why the film was made, and that's why the film was made. The director wanted to bring awareness. She wanted to do an excellent film, you know, that entertains people, but also brings awareness to an issue that is alive and well, unfortunately, here in the United States. It's a $9 billion industry in the United States, and I didn't know that. When I got asked to be in the film, I was obviously honored, but I didn't know the magnitude of what was happening until I started to research for the role, and it's a huge issue, and she wanted to, again, bring awareness to it through a film.
The female director?
Yes, Lisa Arnold is her name. She's one of the co-producers of the movie God's Not Dead.
Oh, okay. Very good. I enjoyed that movie, too, also with Kevin Sorbo. By the way, I happened to see a sneak peek of God's Not Dead 2, and we're not talking about that movie right now, but I enjoyed it very much, and that's coming up later. Yeah. In the meantime, Cage No More is now coming to the theaters in January of this year. So this is very exciting to see these Christian movies get out into the highways and byways in the theaters.
Absolutely. It's really an exciting time for filmmakers who want to bring inspirational messages to audiences, because there is an audience for it, and they're making their voice heard through ticket sales. they're letting the directors in Hollywood know that we want films that are inspiring.
Now, you said earlier, if I understood you correctly, that there's about a $9 billion sex trafficking industry in the United States itself. Is that correct? Did I hear you correctly?
Exactly. It was staggering to me also when I heard that. Yes, that is a actual fact of what is happening here. And it's not as overt, obviously, as it is in other countries, but it's going on.
Well, first of all, it is highly illegal, obviously. I mean, if somebody is caught in a sex trafficking ring, they could, you know, go to jail for quite a while, and they ought to. By the way, I did see a story where a Tennessee father was convicted, apparently, of selling a daughter as a sex slave. Unbelievable.
Exactly. And that is that kind of scenario, as outlandish as that sounds, that is the storyline of Caged. Is a father who's in trouble with a debt that he owes, and he does that with his daughter. He's an abusive husband, and that's the direction he goes. And it sounds very dark, which it is. And in the film, it's done as tasteful as you can do a situation like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
That's real. Like that stuff happens. As crazy as it sounds, it happens, and we have a voice in this matter.
Okay, let's focus on this a little bit more, because as I understood the film, and I did see major parts of it, it seemed as if where the daughters actually ended up was in Greece. It was in another country, not in America, when they were practicing the tragedy of sex slavery.
Right, exactly. Yes, and in the film, that is what happens. The father, Kevin, who's played by Kevin Sorbo, ends up taking his daughters to Greece to sell them into a ring over there. But there are, obviously, that's just part of that fictional story. But there are rings here that just look different, you know, because they just have a different look, but it's happening.
Huh. It seems hard to believe. Okay, we are broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale is a very cosmopolitan city. There's, no end of, sinful places as far as nudie dances or, you know, things like that, nightclubs or whatever. Is there sex slavery in this city?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there is. And what it looks like, and generally speaking, is, you know, there'll be teenagers who kind of go through, teenage girls especially, who go through these moments of, teenagers in general go through moments of rebellion where they kind of don't, they shy away from their parents and don't want their parents in their business and that kind of thing. And then there's these guys, what they do is befriend and kind of lure in, for lack of a better way, those kind of teenagers and shower them with gifts and do that and do that. And then before you know it, they're brought into a very dark world. And that exists in Fort Lauderdale and in every other city. Those kind of people are there, and they figured out a way to make a living, and this is what they're deciding to do to our kids, you know? And it's so heavy. I know we're talking about a film, but because the film represents real life scenarios and things that are happening, it's just a heavy subject matter that should be addressed, because I wasn't aware of it. And again, I've heard some of the stories from these young ladies who have been pulled out of these rings, and it's mind-boggling what happened to them. And then the steps that people took to get them out were steps that regular people just decided to take to invest in these girls' lives.
Can you give an example like that, but an example where the victim was victimized here in the United States and was set free somehow?
Yeah, I watched a few YouTube clips when I was on set, and we just had a few different young ladies. I don't remember actually their names, but if the listeners today go on YouTube and look up "girl rescued from U.S. human trafficking," stories will come up of young ladies who organizations like A21 and other human trafficking organizations have gone in and pulled these girls out of these rings. There are numerous examples that I watched on set of these young ladies who got pulled out of this.
All right, tell us about some of these rescue efforts that you're talking about.
Oh, got it. Well, A21 is an organization run by Christine Kane, and what they do is they have people strategically placed, and they do a lot of stuff outside of our country, strategically placed to go in and rescue these girls. They actually go into the brothels and get these girls out, which is a super dangerous position to be in. But those are the cases that I watched. Those are the cases that I've heard about first. I haven't never been on the front line, but there are a few examples. And I wish I could remember the young lady's name, but she was in this for like 10 years.
Oh.
And then through one of these organizations, they safely got her out.
I'm sure that drugs plays a part in this, where, for example, the girls are enticed, then they are given the drugs, and then they become dependent on it, and this is their key to the drugs, or to even living, you know, food and shelter and so forth. And if they don't like it, it's like basically it's a glorified version of a pimp, except it involves, actual literal type of slavery. You know, where they're encaptured. They're captured and they have no option.
Absolutely. It does. It that's exactly what it is. And that's why Lisa wanted to make this film, to kind of bring it to light. And again, as we talk about it, because it's such a heavy subject, I want to reiterate that the film is done in a tasteful way,
mm-hmm.
Where she wanted, you know, parents to be able to bring their 12, 13-year-olds to it and open that discussion. So, It is entertaining and suspenseful, and there are moments where you'll laugh a little bit, but I just want to reiterate that so that you don't feel like.
Sure. This is so heavy, some people might not even want to go see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I understand. And now this is a Christian film, so where does Jesus fit into all this?
Well, it's a faith-based film in that the character that's played by an Emmy Award-winning actress, Loretta Devine, she is the godmother of these little girls, and so her role.
Oh, that's the black lady, the black lady who reared them as, like, as a maid or something. Is that the one?
Well, she's their godmother, and yes, that's the African American lady,
yeah.
Loretta Devine. She in the movie plays their godmother, and so she is a very faith-based religious character that's in prayer a lot of times and knows that God has promised her that she'll get her girls back. And so, yeah, God is brought into the film in that way.
Yeah, and she's very pivotal. I mean, without her, the story would be incomplete. In fact, it would end in failure, frankly.
Yeah, she's the star of this film. She's the number one. She's kind of held the whole film together. Her role is very, very important, and she's having an Emmy Award winning actress on set and somebody who has been in over 100 films. It was an amazing opportunity to be able to work with her.
Good. What is your part in the film?
My role is that my name is Tyler. I play Will. Will is the young ladies who have been abducted. He's their cousin, and I'm Will's best friend, and I'm a computer whiz who kind of helps him locate the girls, and then we go over to Greece to get them.
I see. Okay, and we don't want to give any kind of spoiler alert, but it's interesting that Kevin Sorbo actually plays two roles here in this film, a good guy and a bad guy, both of whom are identical twins.
Yes, he does. He plays Richard Dulon and Jack Dulon in the film, and Jack is the abusive father, and Richard is his twin brother, and they're kind of estranged because they're identical twins, but they ended up going two different paths in their life, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Sorbo did an amazing job playing those two roles.
What do you hope that the church community will do as far as this film is concerned?
I hope that when the film is over, the church will take action and move into a place of making decisions that just to take action. I would love for people to, and I love being a part of a film where when you leave the film, you are inspired to do something when you leave this film. And there are a lot of faith-based films that do that. When you leave the theater, you feel inspired to do something. And I just hope this film creates that same response in the audience.
You know, I remember when the movie Amazing Grace came out, all about William Wilberforce's Christian crusade against slavery going back 200 years ago. And they were saying at the end of the film, and maybe I don't know if it was at the film, on the film itself, or if it was just somebody that was showing us like a pre-screening of it, but they were saying that, believe it or not, there's as much slavery today, or actually more than there was in the day of William Wilberforce. And that would include American slavery, you know, the darkest chapter in American history, I'm sure. But bottom line is, I thought, now, how could that be? And then I realized, well, wait a minute now. The population is so high, and some of this slavery would include this sex trafficking, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. It absolutely would.
And this is not just in the Middle East where these sex slaves are bought and sold. That was, by the way, I think probably the first film, I would say, that alerted anybody to sex trafficking was the one with Liam Neeson with all the violence and so forth, Taken.
Yeah, Taken.
Yeah, a few years ago. But I think at least, if nothing else, it helped show people this does happen in other parts of the world. And
absolutely.
I guess in a sense, your movie is saying, hey, it does happen in other parts of the world, and unfortunately, you know, it's come to America's shores as well.
Absolutely. That is the purpose of the film, to make people aware.
All right, we have 1 minute for you to close your thoughts about this film and why why should we go out and see it and support it. And again, the movie is Caged No More, cagednomoremovie.com. We've been talking with Anthony Evans, who's an American Christian singer and songwriter, and he appeared in season 2 of The Voice. He also appears as a co-star in this movie, Caged No More. So, Anthony, I'm giving you the final word. Why should we go see Caged No More?
Well, this is Anthony Evans, co-star of Caged No More, and I really believe that this film is going to entertain you, which is what films are supposed to do, but also this film will move you to action. I believe that it's our responsibility as humans to love and help each other and be kind to each other when there's a need that's presented, and there is a need that this movie will make you aware of that will call you to action. I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope more than that, that when the film is over, that you will take just a couple steps to make a major difference in somebody's life that needs your help.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony, for being with us. CagedNoMoreMovie.com. For more information for Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb. Thank you now. Bye-bye.